One of the great texts in the Gospels is the Sermon on the Mount. And in the Gospel of Matthew, it so beautifully is set forth in these three chapters, Matthew 5, 6, and 7. We also find it in the Gospel of Luke. I would like to go through this great sermon of our Lord and identify each word in the Greek grammatically, to identify it, and then talk about the interpretation of this great text, this great sermon. As we look at the Gospel of Matthew, in the first four chapters, we see the presentation of Jesus as the King, Messiah. And then in chapter 5, as multitudes are gathering around, following him, having said that the kingdom of heaven is at hand, he describes what the kingdom of heaven should look like in his followers. And he's especially addressing the disciples as they, I believe, as they listen to what he's teaching. So this sermon would be applicable to all believers who want to be disciples of Jesus Christ. It begins in the Greek, beginning at 5:1. Eton de tous aklus anebe esta oras kai kathisantas autu praseothan auto hoi mathetai autu. When he saw the crowds, he went up into the mountain. And when he sat down, his disciples came to him. The word idon is an aorist active participle, masculine, nominative, masculine, singular, from charao, to see. It's a second aorist form. Now notice, when he saw, we're looking at a temporal use of the participle here, I believe, the crowds, tous aklus, notice the tous aklus, tous is the article, masculine plural, accusative, and aklus is the noun from aklas, it's also an accusative masculine plural, and de is the conjunction. So, and when he saw the crowds, anebe, he went up into the mountain. Anebe is from anabaino, meaning to go up, and it's an aorist indicative active, third person singular from anabaino. Notice we have the epsilon before the beta, showing that we're looking at an augment. And then we have the aorist in this compound verb. So he went up into the mountain. Ace is the preposition that takes the accusative. In ta, aras, meaning the mountain. Notice ta is the neuter article in the accusative singular. And aras is the noun also neuter in here used in the accusative, meaning the mountain. So when he went up into the mountain, and when he sat down, kai is the conjunction in, kathisantes is from the root kathidzo. Notice it is an aorist active participle from kathidzo, and that antas shows that we're looking at a masculine genitive singular from kathidzo. If we look at the participle using the pattern lusos, lusantas, lusanti, lusanta. So this would be lusantas. Again, the sigma gives it away as aorist and antas as a participial form, genitive singular. So when he sat down, rabbis would characteristically sit down to teach. And so the autu goes with this when he sat down. Again, looking at a temporal use of the participle here, and autu is going with the genitive use of the participle. So It's almost like a genitive absolute idea. When he's set down, autu is the masculine pronoun, genitive singular, from autas, third person masculine pronoun. His disciples came to him. Praseothon is from praserkamai, aorist indicative active, third person plural, from praserkamai. They came to him. Notice auto is the masculine, third person masculine pronoun in the dative. They came to him, showing direction toward him. And hoi mathetai, hoi is the masculine plural article, and mathetai is the masculine plural in the nominative case, both in the nominative case. And autu is your genitive masculine singular from autas. So the disciples of him, or his disciples, came to him. It's interesting that mathetes has what appears to be a feminine ending, like prophetes. But it is a masculine noun, and it's just sort of interesting to see that you have that in some of these forms, like mathetes, prophetes, and so forth, rather than, let's say, anthropoi, rather than mathetoi, it's mathetai, feminine plural ending, yet with a masculine noun indicated by the masculine articular use of the article in the masculine plural. So his disciples came to him. Jesus is now going to take the role of a teacher, and his disciples are coming, listening to what he's going to communicate as to what it means to be a disciple. In the rabbinic source, Pirkei Avot, it's interesting, you are encouraged to sit at the feet, at the dust of the feet of a rabbi who is to teach you. And so that's what the disciples are doing. They're sitting at the feet of Jesus. And one of the things we need to do as his followers today is to sit at his feet. And that's what we do when we sit and listen to what he teaches in the Sermon on the Mount. So in verse 2 it continues, Kai anoixas tas stoma autu idas kasken autus legon. And when he opened his mouth, he was beginning to teach them, saying. Notice the kai here is your conjunction in. Anoixas is from anoigo, and here we have the sigma and the or the kappa and the sigma, or, I'm sorry, the gamma and the sigma from anoigo coalescing and changing to xi. And so it is your aorist participle, nominative masculine singular from anoigo. And so when he opened his mouth, notice ta stoma, again, ta shows we're looking at a neuter in the accusative singular article here. Stoma is also a neuter noun in the accusative. So when he opened his mouth, the mouth of him, and notice autu is from autas, again, the personal pronoun, third person personal pronoun in the genitive. So when he opened the mouth of him, he was beginning to teach them. Adidaskin is from didasko. And it is interesting here, we have the imperfect indicative active, third person singular from didasko. And it's what we call an incipient use of the imperfect. He was beginning to teach them. And autus is again your personal pronoun, third personal pronoun, third person, genitive or accusative plural. If you look at that personal pronoun, autas, autu, auto, auton, autoi, altoi, alton, altois, altus. And this is what we have here, accusative plural. He was beginning to teach them, saying, legon is from lego, to say. I remember when I first learned Greek, the teacher would say, lego, I say, to try to learn this verb, lego. And it's a present active participle, nominative masculine singular from lego. One of the best ways to learn the participle is by looking at the verb to be. On, antas, anti, anta, and then you go to the plural, antoi, anton, antois, antas. And this is just like on. So it is your present active participle, nominative masculine singular from lego. So when he opened his mouth, he was beginning to teach them, saying, Jesus now incipiently is beginning to teach them what he really wants their lives to look like. And we have what we call the Beatitudes that will take place in terms of the first aspect of his teaching in the Sermon on the Mount. We as Christians are to read this seriously and realize that this is what our lives are to look like. And the Beatitudes sort of give us a general overview in these statements of what the character of a believer, of a disciple, should be. We begin in verse 3 with makarioi hoi ptohoi to numati chati alton esten he basileia ton uranon. I might say I'm not pronouncing this as they would in modern Greek. I am using more of a classical pronunciation, and I wanted to clarify that as well. Notice, makarioi is from makaras, or makaras, which means happy. It's related to the Hebrew ashrei. When you look at Psalm 1, ashrei ha'ish asher lo, and so forth, happy is the man who does not walk according to the counsel of the wicked or the ungodly, etc. So, makarioi means happy. And it is an adjective. Notice it's got the oi ending. So, it is a masculine nominative plural. So, happy ones are those who, happy ones are the poor in spirit. Notice hoi, petohoi. Hoi, again, is your article, nominative, masculine, plural. And then the ptohoi is nominative, masculine, plural also. And so we're looking at the noun, ptohoi. Happy are the poor ones. In the sphere of the spirit. Happy are the poor in the spirit, in the sphere of the spirit. That's where their poverty is, in their spirit. Notice toe is your definite article, dative, masculine, singular. When you learn the article, you can learn the endings in the noun forms, in the noun declension, like ha, the definite article, the, ha, tu, to, ton, hoi, ton, tois, tus. And so this is to, which would show that we're looking at the dative, ha being the nominative, tu being the genitive, to being the dative, ton being the accusative, hoi being the nominative plural, on being the genitive plural, ois being the dative plural, and us. So here we have the hoi, which is your happy are the poor in spirit, hoi patohoi to numati. We have the dative And the dative here, as we said, is showing a dative of sphere, no doubt, or some would call it a locative of sphere. Happy are the poor in the spirit. Notice pneumata is a third declension noun. In Greek, you have your first, your second, and your third. First is feminine, second is masculine, and third. Here, it's interesting. You have a different way that it is declined in your third declension, neuter noun. Pneuma, pneumatos, pneumati, pneumata would be typical of the way a third declension noun would be declined. So happy are the poor ones in the spirit. That's where they're poor. They have spiritual needs, and they're willing to recognize that. No pride, because belonging to them is the rule of the heavens. Chati, a causal conjunction here. Alton is, again, the genitive case from altas, plural, masculine plural. And then is, esten, is from the verb ami. Ami, a esten. So it's the present indicative active third person singular from ami. So because of them is che basileia tu uranon, the kingdom of the heavens. Notice he is your feminine article, nominative singular, followed by a nominative singular feminine noun in basileia. It's interesting, one of the ways to memorize your different declensions is, again, looking at the article. The article he is feminine. He, tes, te, tain, chai, ton, tais, tas. And here it's your nominative feminine singular, the kingdom, and you have in your feminine first declension nouns either the a ending or the eta, either with the alpha or the eta. And here we have basileia with the alpha. And so, because belonging to them, and auton is like a possessive idea, because of them, or belonging to them, a possessive genitive or genitive use, belonging to them is the rule of the heavens. And ton uranon is from the noun uranas, meaning heaven, and you have your masculine genitive plural in ton, followed by uranon, which is genitive plural as well. So belonging to them is the rule of the heavens. And this is another way of saying the kingdom of God. Instead of saying God, often they would substitute the heavens, Shamayim in Hebrew, for example. The rule of the heavens would be a way of saying the rule of God. And so belonging to them, that is, those that aren't arrogant, that aren't prideful, that have a humble spirit, they're the ones that's going to show an evidence that they possess the kingdom of heaven. And by the way, I think understood before all of this would be people who have already accepted Jesus as their personal Savior. To become a believer in Christ, one has to receive a new birth, as we're told in the Gospel of John, chapter 1. One must be born from above. But once that happens, I believe that Matthew is writing to disciples, those who have already accepted Jesus as Lord and Savior. And for them to be happy, they need to be humble, not arrogant in their spirit, but humble. And they evidence the fact that they then do possess the kingdom of the heavens and have accepted Christ as their Lord and Savior. We come to verse 4. Makario echoe pentuntes chati autoi paratletheisuntai. Happy, happy ones. Here we have the adjective again, masculine plural with the oi ending, from Makarios. Happy are the ones who hunger. Notice hoi, again, is your definite article, masculine plural, and it appears here with the participle, pinthuntes. The participle is from pintheo, which means to hunger. And notice untes is your nominative plural, masculine plural, from pintheo. So happy are the ones who. And when you have an article followed by a participle, the article is translated the ones who, and you supply like a relative pronoun between that and the actual participial form itself. So happy are the ones who mourn would be the way you translate it, who are mourning, because, again, we have chati, the causal conjunction, because autoi paraklethesantai, they shall be comforted. Autoi is your masculine plural from autos, again, the personal third person personal pronoun, and paraklethesantai is from parakaleo, for they shall, happy are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Actually, the theta, eta, sigma, gives it away as a future indicative passive. And here with the anti ending, you're looking at a future indicative passive, third person plural, from parakaleo, to be comforted. And so we think of the future indicative passive in this way, going back to luo as sort of the verb that we can illustrate it with. When you come to your future indicative passive of luo, it's luthesamai, luthese, luthesetai, luthesamatha, luthesestai, luthesantai. So here we have what would be parallel to luthesantai, third person plural, and the theta, eta, sigma gives it away as a future indicative passive. So they shall be comforted. In other words, those who genuinely mourn, not only for their own sins, but maybe for the sins of others, and feel a mourning, they shall find comfort. We have to realize that we are needy people, and that we have to mourn for our sins, just like David did in Psalm 51 for his sins. And that's when comfort comes. Christ brings that comfort to us. And then we move on to verse 5. Makario echoi praes. Happy are the gentle. The gentle ones. Those who, happy are those that are gentle. Notice again, makarioi is just your adjective masculine plural with the oi ending. Hoi is your definite article, masculine plural again. Praes means gentle. And it is an adjective, and basically it's plural, again, the gentle ones is the way I would translate this. Happy are the gentle ones. One of the most important things in life is to be gentle. And it goes on to say, because they shall inherit the earth. Chate autoi pleurana mesusin tain gain. Chate is the conjunction because. Autoi again is your masculine pronoun, third person, with the oi ending. Pleurana mesusin is from pleurana meo, which means to inherit. And notice the sigma after that, it's a contract verb, gives it away as a third person plural, And so it's the future indicative active, third person plural from pleura na meo, for they shall inherit the earth. Tain gain is your feminine article, accusative singular, and gain is the accusative singular use of the noun gay, meaning earth. So they shall inherit the earth. Both of these two verses go back to the Old Testament. The first one, they that mourn will be comforted, it goes back to Isaiah 61, 2 and 3. And the gentle inheriting the earth will go back to Psalm 37, 11. Now this comfort and this inheritance could look at the future eternal new heaven and new earth at that time frame, that's when one is promised this inheritance. It could also mean even now comfort comes in this life. And also when people are gentle, at times gentleness overcomes any other kind of attitude. Not always, but often it does. I'm reminded of what the word praes illustrates. When I was in seminary years ago, I remember going out and doing horseback riding, and with the professor that I went out with, he said, "Please give Gary a slow horse." Well, there was a mistake given. The horse that was given to me was given to me by mistake, and it happened to be a quarter horse, and we didn't know it. And so we were going out, getting ready to go out into the open pasture, and I said, "How do I get the horse to go?" And he said, "Well, just say giddy up and kick it in the side a little bit, or nudge it in the side, and it'll begin to sort of meander." Well, that horse didn't meander. It took off, and it was running at almost lightning speed. And I had never been on a horse before, and I thought I was going to die. And finally, the horse came up to a red barn. I still remember it to this day. Suddenly stopped, and I jumped off of the horse, and the owner of the farm came out and said, "Oh, we're very sorry. A new person was working here today, and he did not realize that he gave you the wrong horse. He should have given you another horse that would just be like a slow workhorse. He gave you a quarter horse." And so after that, he did give me this slower horse, and it was a blessing to ride in. It would just meander along. And really, I think that's the meaning of the word gentle. It's like that second horse. He was very powerful, powerfully built, but he was very gentle with me. And so real power and real happiness comes from being gentle rather than being the other way around, rather than being feisty or non-gentle. Then he goes on and he talks in verse 6 about hungering and thirsting after righteousness. He says, Makario ehoi peinuntes kai dipsontes tein dikaiasunes chate altoi kartas thesantai. Happy, again, are the ones who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. Here we have holiness and seeking after the Lord. Notice makarioi, again, in that oi form, is looking at your your masculine plural ending. In this adjective, happy ones are those who hunger, peinao, meaning to hunger. Here we have another contract verb that is, it's not a verb here, it's a participle, but from a contract verb, peinao, becoming peinaontes, becoming peinontes in this participial form. So we have the article again in hoi, masculine plural, followed by the present active participle, nominative masculine plural from peinao. So happy are they who hunger, and kai dipsao. Dipsantes, or dipsontes, is from dipsao, and again another contract verb, the root being dipto. Here we have the aorist participle, again the nominative masculine plural, from the root dipto becoming dipso. Actually, when you add the pi and the sigma, you end up with psi in your aoristic or your aorist form. So this is your aorist participle, masculine plural, from dipto. Happy are they who are hungering and thirsting continually for righteousness. Tein dikaiosune. Notice tein is your feminine use of the article, and it's accusative feminine singular, followed by dikaiosune. Dikaiosune is from dikaiosune, again a feminine singular accusative noun, dikaiosune. And I believe here that the word is looking at the kind of life that we are to have that is righteous and holy before the Lord. It is interesting that this word can also look at legal righteousness in the book of Romans, for example, that Paul uses this word a lot, and its verbal form, dikaiao, to justify. And looking at God's righteousness that comes through the gospel. And that's true in Romans. And then here I think it's looking at the fruit of that righteousness, the kind of life that one is to hunger and thirst after, a right life that wants to obey the Lord. So happy are they who hunger and thirst for the righteousness, or righteousness, because they shall be filled. Chati, again, the conjunction, causal conjunction, because, and then altoi, again, is your masculine plural from altas, third masculine plural personal pronoun, nominative plural. And then kortazo means to be filled. And here we have kortaz theisantai. That theta, eta, sigma gives it away again as a future indicative passive, third person plural from kortazo, because they shall be filled. In order to be filled with the Lord's presence and with His blessing, one needs to be hungering and thirsting after righteousness, after what the Lord wants us to do and to be in holy living. And I think this is going to be expounded on then more fully as we get into the Sermon on the Mount. For example, even in our thought life, he said we're to not do anything, in our, not even to look upon a woman with the wrong thought, but to have a proper thought in all of our thought world and activity, and also in what we do in loving our neighbor as ourselves and so forth. So this will be expanded on as we move into the sermon itself, in the rest of the sermon. And those who hunger and thirst for a right kind of life before God, they will be filled, looking at spiritual filling here. Then we come to verse 7, Makarioi choi eleimanes. Blessed or happy are the merciful. Eleimanes is your, again, masculine plural form, looking at the idea of being merciful. Happy are the merciful, for they shall have mercy, or shall be pitied. Eleao, merciful is one who shows pity to others. And hati is your conjunction, your causal conjunction again, without toy, again, your third person personal pronoun, masculine plural, they shall be comforted. From ele'eo, to show pity or comfort, again, we have that future indicative passive, third person plural, from ele'eo, for they shall be pitied or comforted. One of the most important things that we can do is to show pity for others, to show compassion, and the Lord then will show that to us. This is what I believe the text is saying. And it's in the Lord's Prayer, if we don't forgive people their transgressions, how can we expect it from the Lord? So those who are merciful to others, they will experience mercy from the Lord. Then we come to verse 8, where it reads, Makarioi hoi katharoi te kardia chateatoi tan thaan apsantai. Happy ones are the pure in heart, because they shall see God. It's interesting, again, makarioi, your masculine plural adjective in oi, and then hoi katharai are the pure ones in heart. Katharas means to be pure, to be a pure one, an adjective, masculine plural in oi. Hoi is your article, masculine, again, it's the plural. Masculine plural article, masculine plural adjective, and oi. So happy are the pure ones in heart. And notice that's the sphere of where our purity should be. Te kardia. Te is your feminine article in the dative. And kardia is also a feminine noun in the dative that agrees with the article. And the word heart has to do with our inner being. It's related to the Hebrew lev, which basically can mean our mind and that inner soul that functions, that our mind addresses. So we must be pure in our thought, pure in our mind, pure in our inner being. And then it says, happy are those that are that way, because they shall see God. Again, altoi is simply your third-person pronoun, masculine, plural. And tan thaan is your accusative, masculine, singular, article and noun. Thaas, thau, thao, thaan, here, in the on ending, showing that it is accusative. And then apsantai is your future indicative, active, third-person, plural. Shall see God. From harao, to see, for they shall see God. Notice, if we really want to see the Lord, if we really want to see the Lord, we need to have a pure heart. They are the ones that have the beatific vision, and this is actually a reference back to Psalm 24, verses 3 and 4. In other words, those that are pure in heart, those that do not have mixed motives, those that are pure, you can turn them inside and out, they are the ones that the Lord allows to be seen, and they shall see the Lord. So as we move on, Makarioi hoi, Erena poi oi, in other words, happy are those who erena poioi, happy are the peacemakers, those that make for peace. Chate atoi chuioi, theu, tleithesantai. Happy are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the sons of God. Notice, again, makarioi, your adjective masculine plural, followed by hoi erena poi oi, the happy are those that make for peace, that are peacemakers. Again, we have your nominative masculine plural noun here, the peacemakers, because they shall be called sons of God. Hati again, conjunction, causal conjunction. Huioi, masculine plural, from huias, thau, genitive plural, or genitive singular, thaas, thau, and then tleithesan tai, from kaleo, future indicative, active, or future indicative passive, third person plural, from kaleo. That theta, eta, sigma gives it away as a future indicative passive. In other words, to be a peacemaker causes one to be called sons of God. And would that we spend our life making peace rather than creating controversy and creating that which is adversarial. Followers of Christ are to be peacemakers in this world. And then makarioi hoi dedogmenoi heneken dekaiasunes chateaton esten che basileaton uranon. Happy ones again, nominative plural, masculine, are they who have been persecuted on account of righteousness. Notice hoi again is your masculine plural nominative article. De diogmenoi is from diogo, to be persecuted. And notice the form here has a reduplication in the de, followed by the accent on the penultimate, that is next to the last syllable. In Greek, you have your ultima is your last syllable, penultimate is your syllable before that, and antepenal is the one before that. So this is your perfect, indicated by the reduplication. Those who have been happy are those who have been persecuted. Perfect, passive, participle, nominative, masculine, plural. From dioko, to be persecuted. So happy are those who have been persecuted on account of, or for the sake of, henekin, for the sake of, dikaiasunes, of righteousness. Here we have this preposition taking the genitive, dikaiasunes, and notice dikaiasunes is from dikaiasune. We saw the word above, and it's your genitive singular from dikaiasune. So, happy are they who are persecuted, who have been persecuted on account of righteousness, because belonging to them is the rule of the heavens. Chati, again, is your preposition, your causal preposition, followed by the genitive plural, alton, the third personal pronoun in the genitive form here, with the on. Esten again is your present indicative active, third person singular from eimi. So of them is he basileia tu uranon, the kingdom of the heavens. He basileia again is your feminine article, nominative, followed by the noun basileia, nominative, feminine singular. And then the genitive again, plural article, masculine, ton, and uranon, which is your plural genitive form of the noun, uranat. So, belonging to them is the rule of the heavens. In other words, when people truly follow Christ and they suffer persecution, it's an indication that they are possessors of the rule of God, the rule of the heavens. And then as he moves on in verse 11, Makario esten chaten anedisosin humas kai dioxosin kai eposin pan paneran kathemon psudaminoi chineken emu. Happy ones again are you when they should insult you and should persecute you and should say all evil against you, lying or falsely on account of me. Notice again, makarioi is your masculine plural adjective. Estin is your second person. It's from Amy, second person plural. Happy are you from Amy. We think of Amy, A. Estin, Esmin, Esta, Asin, as we would conjugate it. So, happy are you whenever. Chatan goes with the subjunctive whenever they should insult you. Notice, anedisosin is from anedidzo, to insult. And it's that sigma and that osin ending, give it away as an aorist subjunctive, third person singular, followed by the conjunction chatan, whenever they insult you, from anedidzo. So happy are you whenever they should insult you. Humas is your second person pronoun, accusative plural, whenever they insult you, and they should pursue you or persecute you, dioko. Again, we have the dioko becoming diox with the sigma and the gamma coalescing and becoming a xi, showing that we're looking at an aorist form here, and with the osin ending, we're looking at a subjunctive form, third masculine singular from dioko. It's interesting that when we think of luo in the subjunctive, it's luso, luces, luso, luces, luce, lusomin, lucesin, lusosin. And so here we have dioxosin. They shall persecute you and shall say aposin. Again, your aorist subjunctive third person plural from lego, second aorist. They should say all evil. Pan, the adjective, paniran, all evil, every evil thing. Again, your two adjectives, all evil, or every evil thing. Kath humon, against you. Kata becomes kath before humon, and it's showing an adversarial kind of a preposition here, against you. Humon is your genitive plural, second person. And when you think of the second person, the humon is the genitive plural of your second person. Humes, chamu, chame, and so forth. And then humon is showing that you're looking with that own ending at a genitive plural for the second person personal pronoun. So against you, lying or falsely. Pseudo means to lie. Pseudominoi is looking at a present middle participle, nominative masculine plural from pseudo. Lying, on account of me. In other words, because of me. And amu, again, is your first person pronoun. Ego, amu, amo, ame, and so forth. And so this is your genitive singular, on account of me. In other words, happy are those who are insulted and are persecuted, and they say every manner of evil against you, lying or making a lie that's not true in this middle participial form, because of me. It's because of Christ. If this happens, one can rejoice and be happy. And he concludes the Beatitudes by saying, Karatat, rejoice, kai, be joyful, kai, agaliaste, and be happy, Hatecha mistas chumon, because your reward is much, balus in tois uranois in the heavens. Chutosgar edioxas tus prafetas tus pra chumon. Rejoice and be glad. Notice karates from Cairo, to rejoice. It's an imperative, present, active, imperative, third or second person plural from Cairo. Rejoice in agiliao. Here again we have another contract verb. And rejoice, or to be glad. Notice again, this is a middle imperative, present middle imperative, second person plural from agiliao, because you're to be glad, because that shows if you are persecuted for the Lord's sake, ha mistas, your reward is much. Ha mistas is your noun, meaning reward, nominative, masculine, singular, with the as ending. The reward of you, genitive plural, in the second person pronoun, is much. Your reward is much. The adjective palus, again, in the nominative form. In the heavens. This is the sphere where your reward is. In shows the location. Tois uranois is your dative or locative plural. When we think of the noun uranas, uranu, urano, uranon, uranoi, uranon, uranois, uranus. And so you have your dative here, and you see this by your article tois, in the heavens. Chutos, for thus, gar, your conjunction for thus, your adverb, they persecuted, from dioko again. Notice the dioko here with this xi is your aorist indicative active third person plural from dioko. You have your augment and you have your xi, because you had your gamma and your sigma changes to xi here in your aoristic form here. For they persecuted the prophets, tus prophetas. Notice tus prophetas is your accusative plural, masculine, with the tus, with the article, and prophetas is your accusative plural form of the noun. For they persecuted the prophets who, here we have the article being used as a relative pronoun, again, accusative plural, tus, who were, we supply were, before you. Bra is your preposition. It takes the genitive plural here in humon, your personal pronoun, second person. So what he's really saying here is that if one is persecuted because they're following the Lord and pursuing Him, and they're spoken against, at that point they can rejoice. They can be glad because it shows that their reward is great in heaven. For they're not alone in that, for they persecuted the prophets which were before them. So Jesus is laying out in these beautiful Beatitudes what makes a happy disciple and what it means to be a true, obedient, happy disciple of Him. One who is humble in spirit, one who mourns his or her own sins and the sins of others, one who is gentle, one who hungers and thirsts after what is right before the Lord, one who is merciful toward others, one who is pure, just undivided as far as no diverse motives, that's pure, one who seeks to make peace and be a peacemaker, and one who even suffers, if need be, for the sake of the Lord, and suffers insults, such can be happy because this shows that they have the kingdom of heaven And it shows that they no doubt have trusted Christ, and this is the fruit of their life. I've often said, if there's fire in the fireplace, there should be smoke coming out of the chimney. If we accept Christ as our Lord and Savior, that puts the fire in the fireplace, and this should be the smoke then that comes out of the chimney, and the kind of life that the Lord calls His disciples to live and to be and to follow. One of the corrections I wanted to make before going on tape two, is that Dioko, I was saying Diogo, actually it's a kappa, Dioko, those who have been persecuted, and so forth. Dioko instead of Diogo. I wanted to make that correction before we go on in our taping in terms of what I did in the Beatitudes.